Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Welcome back to Magic TV. My name's Craig. Now, this week, I have been speaking to the movers, the shakers, the producers, the dealers. I've been speaking to the people that are going to be in the dealer hall vying to get our hard-earned money, showing us the most amazing things of all time. And today, I'm speaking to an incredible human being, but somebody very, very special. Let me explain why. 2023 Trick of the Year, Magic TV, was Trick Trick Boom. And for the first time, Magic TV and the Magic Cafe agreed, because the Magic Cafe 2023 Trick of the Year was Mini Book Pro. Both myself and Ryland and the Magic Cafe both said the Trick of the Year was Mini Book Pro. And it is. It is one of the best working routines I have ever seen. Not just last year, but ever. And what's even cooler about that is the company that produced Mini Book Pro didn't even exist 6 months ago. You know, it formed very, very recently. If you've been watching Magic TV or you've been paying attention, you'll know that Noel Qualter and Roddy McGee, two creative powerhouses, joined forces, created Trick Trick Boom, and then bought out Mini Book Pro. Went ballistic. Everybody's got it. Everyone does it all the time. Well, guess what? They're only just getting started, and they plan to go to Blackpool Magic Convention 2024 with a mission to show everyone that they mean business, big style. And unfortunately, Roddy's not here because Roddy is over at the Magic Castle in America, but Noel's here in the UK. I don't know how that worked out, but... lucky for us, because I get a chance to speak to a good friend of mine, somebody that is super creative, really nice guy, incredible performer, very, very successful with everything he does, the one and only Noel Qualter. Noel, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I mean, I don't know how we could possibly go from there. That is
it's true. You're probably the newest production company dealing at the Blackpool Magic Convention.
Yeah.
Blackpool Magic Convention 2023. Trick Trick Boom didn't even exist. Not only did it not exist, it didn't even, like, sometimes you get a sniff of this stuff beforehand. No, nothing. Roddy was on the Penguin stand. You were, I don't know, getting drunk in a bar. I'm not too sure. Yeah. Year later, boom. Literally, Trick Trick Boom. Like, you've got your stand. You're coming off the back of one of the most successful products in the last few years. You must be riding high, right, Noel?
Oh, massively. I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, I've put out a few tricks before on my own. So I've had sort of the dealer experience, but I wasn't killing myself. It wasn't my huge focus. And but this year, wow, I never have worked so hard because it's just, normally my life is gigs. And this is such a weird experience to I've thrown myself, well, we both have absolutely thrown ourselves into it. Roddy was going to the Magic Castle and he was killing himself, making gimmicks, just like on fumes. And obviously the stress of doing the castle, you want to put, you know, and I, you know, he's smashing it, thankfully, at the Magic Castle. But yeah, it's been brutal. And then Roddy's gone, what I refer to as his holidays, but he deserves a break for a couple of days. And I have carried on producing endless gimmicks. We are still drowning in shit. There is so many jobs to do. And this little chat with you is a nice little break from the from downstairs, which looks like chaos. It's just unbelievable amount of stuff.
I can only imagine. And the thing is, you know, you look at a lot of the companies that are going to be at Blackpool, you look at the Alakazams, you look at the Vanishing Inks, you look at the Penguin Magics, and there's a team there. There's a big team of people that are putting all this together. I mean, Trick Trick Boom is you and Roddy. You know, that's it.
Yeah, My girlfriend's been amazing as well, helping, knocking out stuff as well. But other than that, like, it is just me and Roddy. And, you know, like, I love the fun bit, which I thought there'd be, it's still loads of fun. But the banging around tricks with mates, you know, a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's brilliant. And me and Roddy still do that loads. But we've not thought about, we've not had, in fact, I said about 3 months ago, we've got so much stuff to do. I know what'll happen. We'll have some daft idea, with, you know, with not much time to go, and we'll start going, oh, look at this shiny new trick I can think about. Go, right, no, anything like that happens, we write in a notebook, and we're not having that conversation till at least Monday morning at Blackpool, because Monday after Blackpool, because there's so many things to do. I know I'm like, I'm such a skittish, daft person. If I start thinking about something new, I'll get pulled into that nonsense. So we are full tilt on these tricks that we've got. And as soon as Blackpool's done, we've got a ton more things to start working on. So it turns out I've got a real job after all.
But you know, you must love it, else you wouldn't do it.
Oh, I do know. Honestly, I absolutely love it, and I get a real buzz out of it. And I guess I'm sort of a magic dealer now, you know. And I've got friends that have been magic dealers and they run magic shops, and I never really respected quite. I didn't ever really understood quite how much work goes into it. You know, if you've been doing it for decades, I speak to Pete and Ardy all the time, and Pete's, you know, brilliant. And you see, it's a brilliant team. It's a well-oiled machine. But I said to Pete the other day, you've been doing this for decades. Is that are the weeks before Blackpool, do they ever get less stressful? Because I can never do this again. This is insane. And he was like, no, it's always super last minute. There's always, you know, even if it's just a small thing, you know, the guy in China that was sending me the boxes, was saying, I'm worried about Chinese New Year and whether we'll get able to get them all done in time. And Chinese New Year used to be a small inconvenience to my cooking shows that I was watching. Now it turns out it completely almost can derail my whole business, because yeah, we nearly didn't get the boxes, but thankfully we have.
Oh my gosh. Well, luckily you have. And you, like I said, are going to Blackpool on a mission to show people
Oh.
that Trick Trick Boom is not a one-trick pony, right?
Yeah, we've got to go and smash it, because thankfully, like you said, the world loves Mini Book Pro, and long may that continue. And hopefully, you know, the handful of people that haven't got it, come and see us. We will look after you. But that said, there are, you know, we've got to smash it repeatedly. We cannot take a foot off the gas. We want all of that excitement and that, you know, the interest that people have got in our stuff to carry on. So we have worked brutally hard while, you know, sending out Mini Book and doing all the other bits and pieces for it. We've been pushing insanely hard to get all of these tricks ready, because it's one thing having, you know, that moment where you think, oh, you know, I kind of think I've got a trick here, can show it to your mates, but actually getting the thing manufactured and getting it to the level that it can be released to the magic community, even though you think you're 10% away, you might be like 50% away. It's just massive, that difference between this works to this needs to be perfect and I want the world to see.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Well, you know what? I want to start talking about some of the stuff that you are bringing out of Blackpool. Let's have a conversation, because obviously, like you say, you're going to have Trick Trick Boom. You're going to have refill packs there as well.
We're gonna have refill packs. We're gonna have yeah. We've got the units and refill packs, and yeah, come and see us. And if you haven't seen it, we'll damn it for your life.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But as well as that, let's talk about your first new release that you've got coming out of Blackpool. What would you like to show me first, Noel?
So we have got a trick called Bandits.
Oh, now I've got to tell you, anybody who's watching this, I have been aware of this since Trick Trick Boom existed, since before Trick Trick Boom existed, because you showed me
Yeah.
the kind of the bare bones idea for this in a cafe in London. Months before Trick Trick Boom was
Oh
even
yeah,
out,
months and months, yeah.
and which shows you how long you've been, and you've been working on it for a long while before that. So this is something that you've been working on for a while. But then fast forward to the session earlier this year, you showed me the finished product. And I remember calling everyone over. I was like in a corridor and I was like, come over here and look at this. Come over here and look at this. I'm not just saying this. I can talk about this because I've seen it. Yeah. This is one of the strongest vanishes of an object that I've ever seen. Like, and I think that when you're doing a something to impossible location, people kind of forget about the vanish.
Absolutely. For me, so this is a signed card or a note vanish. You can also, we've got great transpositions. We've got great routines. There'll be an oil and water routine on the instructions. You can use it as a switching box. There's loads and loads of different stuff. When it comes to the official release, we might be a little bit light on all of the routines for Blackpool, but you certainly will get the instructions to show you how to do this incredible vanish. But squeaky clean, and I think is a total magician fooler using your regular card box, the box you're using all the time. It's super fair. And like you said, I've got a real sort of bugbear about the vanishes in Magic, and I think most of them are what I like to call sort of apology vanishes, where I'm going to do, you know, here's your important object. Okay, that's great. And now immediately I've got to go to this, you know, to reveal it because I've got an exciting, amazing reveal and a Bonsalope or one of the great Carter box sort of things or any of those other places you might want to make it reappear. But the truth is that vanish is whether it be, let's think about the vanishes. There's put underneath the hanky. All right, Grandad, bit of flash paper. That's all right. But flash paper starts becoming an issue in a lot of venues and people worry about that. False transfer, that's great, but I think you are being chased as soon as their important object vanishes. Mm-hmm. On a pull, you know, that's great, but that becomes another sort of a concern because it's a thing to hang up. There's lots of different things you can use to vanish something, but none of them actually feel super fair, or if they are, they're a faff to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And what you have here, and just so you know, I've seen this, so I can describe it. You take your card box that you had your cards in, normal card box. You take a card or a bill or whatever you want to do, and you put a paperclip on it. You don't have to. There's lots of ways of doing it that don't involve paperclips or anything. But my favorite way that you showed me was putting a paperclip on it. They drop it in the card box.
Yeah.
They can hear it in there. There's no ambiguity. They can absolutely hear it in there. You wrap two elastic bands around the card box. They can hear it again. And then immediately you can hand it over to them, or you can put it down on the table, or you can hold it here. You've got that lovely audio illusion where you can hear it and then it goes. And now they can open it up themselves.
Yeah.
They can look inside it and there's nothing to find because it's a normal card box.
Yeah. All they'll find is a paperclip inside there. Or if you do it with a little clear baggie, they'll just find an empty bag in there. So they will just find the evidence that it's vanished. And obviously then at that point you have got all of the misdirection that you and a team of magicians could ever need to stick that wherever you want it to be. I mean, obviously there's those great methods where you know, in Magic for like Kennedy box things, where I believe you showcase that here is the card and now I'm going to dump it out, so you've got all the time to do those things. But the truth is, you are so far ahead of this. You could leave the room and probably stick it where you wanted it to be anyway. I mean, one of the sort of the routines we'll have, which is killer. Someone signs a card. You it's folded up, put inside of a baggie or with a paperclip, dropped inside, and it is. Then you say to them, "Can you hold on to the box? It's great. In fact, you rubber band it. Can you hold on to the box? I don't want to touch it. Sleight of hand proof it. In fact, put it inside your jacket pocket. Great. So it's fair. They can shake it. They can hear it inside there. It's super fair. Okay, great. Then you say to the spectator two, I'm going to teach you how to do some pickpocketing. And then you whisper something to them, or you give them one thing I've done before is give them a little pad of paper that says, you know, the great sort of secrets of pickpocketing. It's just on blank books. And quickly just flick through that. Okay, great. You've got everything you need to know. Now go and bump into him. And they do. It says, did you manage to steal it? He looks confused. I say, must be. Did you pop it somewhere safe? He looks inside his pocket. No. I say, turn your hand over. Oh, of course. You're really smart. You popped underneath your watch. Very, very smart. I could be 10 feet away. I could probably do it on video call at that point. I could literally go home and let the trick play out itself.
That's ingenious.
And that is, I've done that for people, and it's amongst the strongest magic I've ever done. It is absolutely killer, because as we all know in magic, the best thing you can do is get ahead, get really far ahead. You can never be too far ahead. This trick is about as close to, all your work is done so early, and then you've just got this amazing reveal.
And you proper pissed me off at the session, because when you showed me how it worked, you were like, okay, I'll do it again, but watch for the move. And you did it again. And I was staring at your hand, knowing what was happening. And I didn't see it. I was like, do it again. And you must have done it like 5 or 6 times. And I didn't see that move happen, because it's so motivated. It's so now. And I call it a move. It's not even a move. This is the easiest thing in the world to do. But I was, when you told me how it worked, I was like, I can't see that.
You can't. And you know what? At the convention, I will show you. I'm guaranteeing you I'm going to fool you when you come to the stand. And also, I will show you then how it works, because it is a joyful thing to do, to see it. It's one of those things that give you a little fizzy moment where you go, oh, wow. Like, it's such a funny, it's a joyful thing. You'll get the kick out of doing it. And you know it's devastatingly fooling, but it's one of those things that will make you smile and laugh when you see how it works.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you know, to round this whole thing off, we talked about MacBook, MiniBook Pro. You could combine this Vanish with MiniBook Pro if you wanted to.
100%. Yeah.
You could introduce a little laptop, put it to one side, have a card signed, have it folded up, put a paperclip on it, or put it in a little baggie, put it in the thing, have them shake it. They can hear it in there. It vanishes. They look in and then it's gone. And then they go pick up the laptop that was put down for ages before, and it's their card. Like, these two tricks lend themselves to being routine together perfectly.
Yeah, I think you have to do a little bit of handling to obviously to avoid them seeing the folded back design of the MiniBook. But yeah, absolutely, you could make it work. And also, people have got loads of routines, and if you haven't got routines, we've got you covered. So. You know, if you've got a signed card or a signed banknote and they believe that they have it and you've got it, well, then you're in a great position. There's just a ton of things you can do. Tons of things have been published, but even if literally, like the instructions, we've got a very simple routine that you can do straight away. As soon as you learn the move, you'll be able to do it straight away.
That's perfect. Well, that is, you know, setting the bar high. And as I say, I've seen this. I've been waiting for this to come out. That is absolutely setting the bar high. I don't see how you're going to follow this, my friend. What have you got?
Next on, we have got little holes.
Okay, so that's how you do it, right? Okay, that's right. Yeah. How do you raise the bar? You bring Roddy into this, right? Okay, that's not fair. That's cheating.
Yeah, I've got access to a genius, so yeah, little holes is a really visual trick that will fool the pants off of anybody. I mean, it's got a lot. I mean, you could just see Roddy leaking out of this trick. It is peak Roddy, peak McGee. It's a blooming great trick, and really fooling, really fun, and just as fun to do for yourself as it is when you're doing it. It's just so much fun.
And the best way to describe this is you have the card box. And you draw four holes on the card. Well, you draw four dots on the card box, and then you visually have them move all around the card box. You've drawn them on there.
Sort of matrix style,
routine with these, and that's visual enough in its own right. I mean, that looks great, but then you kind of go down that expose of how it works, and you basically cut to the chase. You show that those ink dots are not actually ink dots. They're actually holes. And at that point, it's examinable.
Yeah. So you show that those really are holes. You pull out, you can see there's one black card on top of the deck. At that moment, they see their holes. In fact, you can see it in people's eyes when you do it for them. They're looking and going, oh, wow, that's amazing. That's pretty. That's visual. And I love visual magic. But one of the things with visual magic is sometimes it lacks that absolute baseball bat to the face moment, because people go, oh, wow, that's so pretty. Pretty is nice. but with magic, I want pretty, but I also want to absolutely destroy them. And that moment where you slide it up and and you see that there's one black card that means there's holes. They look at, oh wow, that's cool. And then there's a 2 second delay, and they go, oh shit, what? No, because if this, then that. It cannot be. It cannot be. So, and then everything is examinable, which, if they did have anything left in their heads, it gets completely squeezed out at that point.
And it's super commercial. You know, a lot of the time when you're dealing with holes and you're dealing with this sort of effect, you've got lighting considerations, you've got a ton of stuff that you need to think about. There's nothing like that. You can do it, you can do it walk around, you can do it with any sort of lighting. It's because, and this comes back to what I was talking to you about earlier, which is that you and Roddy are working professional magicians. So the stuff that you create is designed to work. It's not a pipe dream. It's not a social media trick that you can't really do in the real world. If you know, this is something that's just going to work. And
that's what we want. For me and Roddy, we do not want to come up with tricks that are pipe dreams, or that are, you know, maybe one day we'll have something that is just all about social media. But we'll be, you know, fully upfront about that if that is the case. Our passion is doing magic for real people, and that is, you know, how we pay the bills, and doing, you know, coming up with great stuff for that people can actually go and do and gig is so important to us. And we won't let half-assed things get past. We'll always want to go and road test it and do it a million times, just as we did with Mini, but just to make sure, because I know what it's like to get that little bop on the nose. So you think, nah, they had half an idea, I bought the trick, and you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. My iPad's gone. My iPad's got weird. Fine, sorry. Those moments where people think, oh, there's some sort of half an idea, and then they've got nothing else with it. But we want to make sure we've done all the work, and we spend so many hours and hours and hours thinking about it, make sure every detail, every dot over every I. Something like that, isn't it?
and it shows. I'm assuming that the title Little Holes is a nod to Roddy's super ridiculously popular Little Door. Because
it is very much. Though I think that they are is a distant cousin. And it is. I mean, there's an awful lot of people that love Little Door, and they're right to. And if you love Little Door, come see Little Holes, as it is an absolutely beautiful trick to see, and really just so falling. And we're super proud of Little Holes.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's just another super commercial, just insanely good trick.
Well, thank you.
It really is. It really is. Okay, so that's two. I know we've got two more to go. What are you going to talk to me about now?
So we have got keypad.
Okay, so right, this is the one I've been waiting for. If you are a magician who cares about everyday carry, if you're a magician that wants to have something on you that will just smoke an audience, this is it. I remember you showing me this. You and Roddy both showed me this separately at around about the same time. And I was very excited when both of you showed it me. And it's kind of like it's nothing like Mini Book Pro, but
they're cousins, though, definitely.
Yeah, it's got that same hook. You know, I love the cuteness of, you know, having that mini MacBook Pro. And with this, you have that mini iPad. But I think that when I spoke to you and Roddy about this before, the thing that really impressed me is the metric ton of ideas and routines that you put together with this. You know, and I just want to say one thing, which is a lot of companies and a lot of dealers that exhibit at Blackpool, if they had this idea, it would come with one reveal, and that's it. And it shows the level of dedication. And nobody would, but this would, to be clear, when you realize what this would sell if it just had one reveal, because it's so cute. It's so great. It fits on your key fob. I do key magic a lot. Look here. Gotcha Whiskey, Keymaster. I've got the lot. I do key magic all of the time. This will live on my keychain the second I get this. I know it will. So this would have sold, regardless of whether it had one reveal or 10 reveals. People will look at this and go, I can do that. That's brilliant. This is one of those tricks that you just walk around the convention and you go, what's that? Oh, yes, here's my money. But it shows the level of dedication that you and Roddy have to a product where you've trick boomed it. You know, it's not just this one thing, but it's become this massive project with multiple ideas.
Yeah, hugely. Well, we wanted, it's I'm not a kind of person that does everyday magic, particularly. I don't find myself in that environment because I'm not introducing myself as a magician, and people don't, you know, I imagine next door neighbors one day might, I think they might have half an idea, but I've never told them. Occasionally, if I'm getting my hair cut or someone say, you know, you're off work today. And it's not that I'm trying to not tell them. I just won't tell them unless they say, what do you do for a living? Because I sort of hate that moment of, you know, I don't want to lead with I'm a magician. I understand it might be good for work. And, you know, occasionally you might end up with someone go, oh, wow, that's interesting. I need a magician for this kind of function. But like, I don't know, I just kind of like the sleeper sort of thing where if they find out, they go, wow, cool.
You're like Spider-Man. You don't want people to know you're a superhero.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sort of sitting on it, and it's like it's a good surprise once in a while for a cab driver, you know, or you know, just the occasional people I get to conversation with. But the reason for that is because, the reason I mentioned that is that if I'm out and about and and someone says, go and show us some magic, and if they really want to see it, because obviously, as we know, the first time they ask you, they don't really care. They just think it's the right thing to do. If they really, really want to see a trick, I've got a few things I'll do. I've got great apps from Mark Kirstein that are brilliant that I can do, but they're all kind of long form. They are, you know, they're a couple of minutes, and you just want to show something to somebody quickly. Well, then Keypad is a perfect little mini miracle. You really can have on your keys the whole time, and it's a reveal. So it's you know, I'm not going to hide anything. Some information is being forced. Yeah, you can do that however you want. Matt Wright is kind enough to say that we can use his Easy Force, which is something he put out a few, I don't know, last year at some point, but it's brilliant. But if you've got DFB, and I know there's a ton of magicians that have DFB, if you've got DFB, this is such a perfect marriage. And Nick and Craig obviously have got a monster app and everyone loves it. If you do happen to have DFB, that's great. If not, we're going to teach you Equivoque, and we're going to teach you how to do it with other objects. But the beauty for this is you've got your keys with you and you've got nothing else. You might have your phone. That's realistically what I will have and how I'll be doing it.
Yeah. And I want people to understand as well that are listening to this, just because Noel's talking about this as an EDC, this is powerful enough to do as a gig. If you're a gigging magician and you have keys on you, which, by the way, you should do, Keymaster, available from your favorite magic dealer. If you have keys on you, this is like a no-brainer. This is like, for a working pro, getting this is as much of a no-brainer as getting Mini Book Pro, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, massively. Like they go really, really well together. They're also, there's just, like you said about gig, doing a gig environment, like I'm probably doing myself out of work, but there's plenty of people that would like to do techie magic. And I've already given them one routine. In fact, the other day I did a gig with another magician and they said, is it all right if I do Mini Book Pro? I was like, no, I mean, no, I would. No, it's my, no, piss off. I want to do it. But of course, you know, once you release it, it's out to the world. And with this is another trick that is sort of technology themed. You can, like you said, there's a ton of different reveals you get inside the box. But if you want to do your own one and you've got some, then crack on. We'll teach you exactly how to do your own reveal on there. So you can have anything you want, or you can stick with the ton that we give you.
And the other thing is, I don't do restaurants really much anymore. But when I used to do restaurant magic back in the day, I would have the same people coming back again and again, week after week. And it was always the challenge to show them something new, but also it was the challenge to, like, they'd go, oh, do the one again. Like, you know, if you have a restaurant, for example, and somebody comes in and says, do the one with the MacBook again, do the one.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, you don't want to do that trick again when they're expecting. They know
it's all about surprise.
Yeah. You go, well, you know what? I've actually upgraded. I use an iPad now. And you go into this routine.
Oh,
It's
completely.
perfect.
And you know, the other great thing is, if you're out and about, you put your keys on the table for a second, and someone might see. So it's a key ring, is what it ostensibly is, and someone might see it and say, "Oh, cute key ring." Or if they make any comment on it, if they don't, obviously you can lead it into that direction. But if you're just out and about, you're not necessarily looking to a trick, you can go straight into, "Wow, well, you never get this is literally the great, amazing new tech that's come out." And there's a lovely little moment where, when you put the keypad on their hand, or they put the iPad on their hand, and it's super fair. There's Roddy and I, we've come up with a bunch of different handlings, but it's achingly fair looking as it's going into the hand. And you have that lovely little moment where you go, "Hey Siri, search for," and then, whatever it's going to be, Albert Einstein or something like that, and just making it small and cute and super memorable. But yeah, the whole ton of stuff you can do with it,
That's
and
cool.
achingly easy as well. Like,
Oh.
you will. I wouldn't encourage people to pull it out and in the coffee shop at Blackpool, but if you did decide to do that, you probably could do it 10 minutes after getting it.
You could. You could. And the thing that's fascinating about the three tricks that you've shown me is just how completely different they are from each other. All super commercial working magic. That has an impact. But I mean, you've got this incredibly green vanish. You've got this, as Paul Harris would say, moment of strange with holes on boxes. Then you've got this kind of perfect EDC force reveal. All of them great, but all of them very, very different to each other. You're not getting pigeonholed into one style of magic here at Trick Trick Boom. You're doing everything, right?
Exactly. I mean, it would be fair to say we like dollhouses. We are, we've gone through, we might leave dollhouses alone for a while, but yeah, other than that, we'd like to vary up. Also, knowing how daft me and Roddy are, like, whatever, when an idea comes to visit, and we'll both bang it around, and it could be about anything. It's not, we're not thinking, there's plenty of people who I know who love card magic, and that is their passion, and I love card tricks. But if I'm going to come up with a card trick, it's going to be daft and weird, because I'm not going to sit there and think of another triumph routine, because that part of my brain is dead. I don't have any interest. I like card tricks. I love people doing it, but I'm not thinking, "I hope I can chase one of those things." But if I walk through a pound shop and I see some things, I go, "Oh, I wonder if that'll fit inside of that," or any of those other weird conversations that magicians have. Oh yeah, it turns out it does bend around there. Like, all of that weird stuff can start you off on a journey, and suddenly you're off to the races, and you've got great idea, seed of something. But that's how daft our brains are. We will always think of weird stuff and out there things.
I love that about you guys. And now have we left the best till last? What have we got
I
for?
think possibly we have.
Okay.
So I will do a little flash. This is discards.
Oh, you told me about this, Noel. This is good. This is good.
This
Gee.
is the answer to the question that I would argue that we've all heard. Every single person watching this, if you've done a card trick for somebody, someone has said to you, "You sure you want me to sign the card? What do you guys do? How many cards do you go through? What do you do with all the cards? You sure you want me to sign the card?" Or some version of that.
And
I've been hearing
it's because lay people, they've got that one deck of
the
cards that
cats and dogs deck in the drawer. Yeah.
they've had it for 20 years. They bring it out at Christmas to play Snap or whatever. They put it back in the drawer and it's the family deck. And the thought of defacing a deck of cards, the thought of destroying a deck of cards is sacrilege to them.
It's mind blowing, and we don't often pay enough respect to that. Obviously, there's normally that flippant thing. Yeah, just put your name on it. They think it's like doing bodily harm to you. Like, they re like it strikes them. And one of the things, when you're looking for magic, me and Roddy often talk about this, but if you can find questions that people are going to give you a question about something, if you can find a magical answer to that. One of the things we hear all the time, think of it, can you make my wife disappear? Or I watch that TV magician, he does this. Can you do that trick? And if you had an answer to that, remember back in the day, and Blaine doing card through window, that's when there's a raft of people doing, a little miniature versions or a joke of it or something like that. And that's where the fall came from. That is my answer to that question. if you get asked that one question a lot in your magic, find a trick that answers it. So with discards, if someone does happen to hit you with that question, you've got the answer. If they don't, you can lead it so easily. So discards is a routine. You pull out a box and you've got a ripped box and a nasty box. You say, well, I'll tell you what, these are all of the cards I've been using for the last couple of weeks. This is all of them you spread through. They're signed and they're torn and they're also, they look like they've been torn restored with them, or there is, or if card warp was real, it'd be the result of card warp, those kind of things. Lots of, and they're all different, you know, lots of different colored back designs, and there's looks like there's lighter burns on them. And so this is all of the junk cards I've had for the last couple of weeks. And then when I do it, I do something where I sort of almost bring it small for a moment. Say, look, I normally do this when I go home, but I'm a little bit of admin. I do it probably once every couple of weeks. It doesn't take long, but I just sort of do it. I'll show it to you now. I'll show it to you now. And then I say on the faces, all the cards are looking all scuzzed up. On the backs, those different back designs, those different colors. And then you say, this is a little bit of admin, very quickly. And then you magically make all of the faces good as new. And then you say, but obviously the backs are still a bit of a mess. Then you magically make all of the backs with a super visual, like crazy visual moment, make all the backs good. So they are all now just red cards. You say, I mainly use red cards. They are now all completely restored. And then you say, the box, obviously just needs the box. Do you know what? We'll fix the box as well. And then you just rub it with a beautiful little sequence where you rub this torn box and it is restored, and you give them the box to examine. And I mean, it's just, yeah, super pretty, really easy. In fact, I'd argue that 80% of this trick you can already do if you're watching this because you've done it before. It's a brilliant trick. So yeah, no, I'm super, super pleased with it.
Yeah, I there's so much love about this. I love the premise. I love the premise. I just love the premise. I could just see this. You know, you've just done a whole bunch of routines. You've ended up with a signed card or something like that. And you go, hey, let me show you what I do. I just think it's amazing. I really do. But yeah, knowing the method that you've used for this as well, you know, you've kind of gone down that route of keep it simple.
Yeah.
And it would be, you know, half the battle when coming up with a trick like this is coming up with the inspiration and coming up with the premise. But when you've got that premise, most creators would come up with a very convoluted way of doing this. I know I would. And what you've done is you've kind of said, okay, what's the easiest way to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish here? And that's the route that you've gone down. Yeah. Brilliant.
And also it ticks, it's a combination of methods. There's a classic principle, and then there's a brilliant sort of box reveal that's box restore, rather, super visual moment that allows you to do what you need to do at the end. And you know, anyone that's that sees it, we will show what's going on. But it's so fair, that restore at the end, that moment, when you look at it, the retention of vision is absolutely incredible when you watch it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And you say you don't really create social media magic at the moment. And I know this is designed for real world workers, but this is the sort of thing that you could do on social media and just
100%
kill it. I know Ryland, he does a lot on social media as well as live. And I know the second he sees this, he's going to be, his little eyes are going to light up and he's going to go, I just know he is, you know, because it's the perfect social media trick. It really is.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, if you, It's so easy, it's super visual, and you can do it, you know, 80% of it you can already do, and then, you know, it'll take you a few minutes, well, we'll say a couple of hours to get the hang of the last part. But yeah, it's an intuitive trick.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, and another one that's very, very different to all the other three that you talked about as well. I mean, this is,
yeah,
what a lineup. That, well, along with Mini Book Pro, oh man. I wouldn't like to be in the booth next to you. Who are you next to?
Do you know? I don't know. I think we're opposite Hanson Chen, so I reckon he'll be doing brisk business. But we've got a stand that'll make Vanishing Ink blush. So It's
really
well, maybe not quite, but it's we got a bigger
beat with the bouncy castle. My God,
it's all right. It's not bigger than the bouncy castle, but it is vibrant and large.
It's kind of like go big or go home, right?
Yeah, and also, you know, we're called Trick Trick Boom. We've got to make those big plays, and you know, we don't want to, you know, you walk past. There's some stands at Blackpool, and bless them, it's, you know, a couple with some cold tea, and they've got some magic themed ties or something like that, and they're sat down looking at their phones. You think, well, I kind of guess that's why, because, you know, you've obviously got a niche thing anyway, but you've gone small, and, you know, it is a trade show, and I know it's, you know, there are mates in it, but think real world. Like, I'm, you know, I do a bunch of trade shows and events every year, and I see, you know, these booths and things like that, and magic has come so far. I mean, it took a long time, but, you know, now we are they really are little sort of trade show booths. Everyone is trying to compete, so yeah, we want to go big and have some amazing stuff for our first proper year at Blackpool. It's nearly killed us, but we have we're delighted with what we've got.
Well, I really appreciate you wrestling Roddy McGee away from Penguin Magic, because unfortunately, the person that's stepping up to replace him is me. So now I've been dragged onto the Penguin Magic booth to.
Bloody hell, wow.
I've got very big shoes to fill there. So,
wow. Yeah. That's a hell of a shift. Well, you're a man not averse to hard work, but anyone that has, if you've not done. Stood behind the dealer thing. I know it's a slog just walking around there. Like, it is. But you know what? You can have a coffee and a Kit Kat whenever you want. If you're behind that stand for hours and hours and hours and hours, we all do it with love, but it is exhausting.
Yes, it is. I remember Magic Live last year. I was basically asleep. The second that booth finished, I was just like 15 minutes later, I was dead.
Yeah.
Come to the bar? No, I'm going to try and make my legs have some feeling in them again. Yeah.
Well, I have had the smartest. Someone told me, and I can't remember who it was, and it's not too late for you guys to get one. But what's it called? It's like a little rubber rug thing that anti fatigue mat. So I've got one of those because I remember last year, although 2 years ago. I was just wrecked. I could feel the backs of my legs. I know no one particularly cares about this and has any sympathy for us, but it is shattering. So I've got one of those.
It really is. Well, I put my rider in to Penguin Magic. You know, I've got them for an armchair, TV behind the booth. You know, regular breaks every 15 minutes. They came back to me with a counter offer of a cup of water. So I think we're...
Some warm water every 3 hours, yeah.
Warm water every 3 hours, yeah, exactly. But it's going to be fun, and I cannot wait to see you. I cannot wait to pick up all of you. It's an instant buy for me, as far as I'm aware, as far as I'm considered.
Thank you.
You've built up such a great reputation in a very short period of time that I will literally just get everything that you've got, because I just know it's going to be amazing. So
well, thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have an incredible Blackpool. And I think you started off strong with Mini Book Pro, and it's just going to explode even more.
Hopefully.
Yeah, no, it will. It will. And if nothing else, it's going to be a very entertaining stand watching you and Roddy demming next to each other.
Yep, we're going to have, he's going to get back to the Magic Castle. He has got, I think it's back next Tuesday. Then he's got. Gimmick making and packing for Wednesday with jet lag. And then Thursday, it's got a nice, easy 6 hour drive to Blackpool. He's going to have a hell of a shock from the beautiful sort of balmy weather in LA and the delighted Americans to Blackpool, and which we love. But there's some interesting characters there, and it is a hell of a culture shock. So, hopefully. He hasn't. I don't want any niggling injuries. Anything. He needs to be match fit and come straight into it, ready for battle.
Try not to kill Roddy, please. He's a national treasure.
Oh, he's an absolute hero. He will be. He's going to be great. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's just going to get him back in one piece. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much for jumping on the channel. I know that you're right in the middle of it getting ready for Blackpool and you've got gigs and everything else as well. So I really appreciate you jumping on the channel. I
Well,
really
thanks for asking.
appreciate you. No, anytime. Genuinely anytime. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing, and if I can help in any way, that I will. And I can't wait to see you at Blackpool. And more importantly, everybody watching this, do two things for me. One, if you're coming to Blackpool, make a beeline over to Noel and Roddy and go check out all of the new releases. Trust me, they are amazing. And then secondly, if you're not coming to Blackpool, go and sign up to the mailing list on the Trick Trick Boom website, because they ship worldwide, and I'm sure they will make their way onto their website shortly after Blackpool, so or at some point after Blackpool. So if you want to find out when, the best thing to do is get on their mailing list.
100%. Yeah, 100%. There will be these will be released over the next, it probably be best part of a year for them all to be out. So but yeah, they are drop us an email or sign up to the email form and you'll be the first to know when it's out. But if you're at Blackpool, you can come and have a little sneak preview of our next four tricks.
Perfect. You heard it. That's what you got to do. Make sure you sign up. Make sure you go over to Blackpool. And thank you on behalf of Noel Quarter for watching this interview. I will see you again. If I don't see you before, I will see you at Blackpool. But one more time, Noel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm Greg. That's Noel. And this has been Magic TV.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be
magic.
Sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.